nearly one-third of women who were in this study indicated that violence is the cause of their homelessness or their housing instability.
Christine Thompson is the executive director of Calvary Women's Services in Southeast D.C.
And so it really points to the ways in which women are fleeing violent situations, and that that really is the reason that they've become homeless in the first place.
And one such example is Angela Washington, who first found herself homeless after escaping a violent marriage in her 20s.
I couldn't take it no more, so I took my children and went to safety.
But that state of security didn't last long. The 56-year-old has been in and out of homelessness ever since. She's also been in and out of violent relationships.
Yes, I ended up back into shelters because of that too, yes.
But she says things are different now. For the past few months, she's been living at Calvary. There, she participates in job training, case management, and even group therapy.
You know, part of ending violence is helping women be able to acknowledge the experiences that they have had, to be able to speak of them, to be able to begin to heal from the kinds of experiences that they've had. And so really creating environments and opportunities for women to do that in ways that are healthy.
Is violence still something you worry about?
Not at this point. No, I'm free of that.
What made you overcome?
Calvary. Here at Calvary, I find that I can relax more, not be so much in a hurry of 30 days is coming and I'm back on the street.
Similar to Washington, 28-year-old Courtney Young fell victim to violence after she left home at 17. One situation in particular left her fearing for her life.
I didn't know if I was going to make it through that situation, and I did, and I'm grateful.
Now, her focus is getting back on her feet. And Thompson said she hopes the recent report will shine a light on services needed, specifically for women who find themselves homeless in the district.
How as a community do we ensure that there really are enough places for women to go when they're experiencing violence?
Washington says more centers like Calvary can help more women like her.
The battle is over for me here. You know what I'm saying? No more fighting, no more being scared. I can build my life here. And that's what I'm doing. I'm building my life again.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.